in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
The missing Taurus is discovered at last. But when Rocky lands near the crashed ship and investigates, Paul, Ivan, and Ilma are nowhere to be seen. Rocky decides to circle the planet in a streak, using the telescreen to search for them. Some miles away, the three missing youngsters are lost in the primeval jungle. Night is at hand, and the savage roaring of tremendous monsters drives them to seek safety in a tree. Suddenly, they hear the rocket motors of the streak. Ivan fires his ray gun to attract attention, but the ship passes by.
They didn't see us,
but the monsters did. That ray flash has given us away.
Oh, they're coming towards us.
Like 10 elephants in one.
Look at those teeth.
They'll reach us up here easily, won't they?
Yes, easily.
What about the ray guns?
Oh, Paul, against all that armor plate, the only chance we have is to fire at their eyes. It's our only hope.
Oh, they've stopped.
Here they come again.
Well, at least we can die fighting. Now!
Made him hesitate.
Oh, we've hit him. Look at it, thrashing around.
You've blinded it.
Yeah, but if it thrashes over this way...
Oh, look out! Another one!
Well, it is only a matter of time. This tree and all of us will be smashed to pulp!
I tell you, Rocky boy, I saw a ray gun flash back there where the screen picked up those horror monsters.
Oh, it's wishful thinking, Mitch. I saw nothing.
I tell you, it was there. Rocky, didn't you see it?
Well, I can't fly the streak and watch the telescreens too, Mitch. Well, not at this altitude.
All the time we're getting further away. Why don't you go back and have a look?
Yeah, but Di saw nothing.
Oh, she must have blinked at the time. Ray blast doesn't last long.
Well, maybe it won't hurt to investigate.
You're going to turn back, Rocky?
Yes, Di. Stand by. Firing deflector rockets.
Another 40 degrees yet.
Right. That's it. Now, keep a good watch, both of you.
Let's hope they fire again.
That herd of dinosaurs or whatever it was will give us some idea of the place. Oh, I hope you were right, Mitch.
Yeah.
Heaven knows how they got themselves so far in the jungle away from their ship.
I'm going to water the telebeam setting. Angle it forward so we can pick up what's ahead.
Good, right, Mitch. It'll give me time to slow the ship up.
Mitch, look.
Huh?
There, see?
Ray fire. I was right. Reduce speed, Rocky.
All right, stand by.
Yeah, it's the spot, all right. I can see those elephants' ancestors or wherever they are.
Uh-huh.
There's another flash.
Huh? Where?
Mitch!
Huh?
Look, those things are attacking them.
Giggling grasshoppers. They're trapped up in a tree. Hey, Rocky, we have got to do something quick.
We certainly have. All right, there. Mitch, man the ray gunner.
Yeah, right.
Hurry up, Mitch.
All right, I'm doing the best I can.
Can't you see? Look, they're rearing up at them.
All right, be careful there, Mitch. Be very careful. Don't you hit the youngsters.
Okay. Deflection left.
Yes, a bit more.
Yeah, come on, left.
Right. How's that?
That's it. Steady as she goes.
All right, steady as she goes.
There. Oh, good shooting,
good work,
Mitch.
Yeah, we'll bring her around again, Rocky.
All right, round a bit more.
Deflection right.
Right.
Come on, hand over.
Over.
Hold it.
Right.
Steady. Up a bit, up.
Deflection up.
Right, here it comes.
Right.
Hey, I didn't get the tree, did I?
Oh, you must have missed it by inches.
Good work, Mitch.
Ah, it's nothing.
What's the tally?
4 killed. And the others are making off.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mitch. All right, now stand by. We're going down.
Standing by.
Right. Be ready for landing procedure.
The space lock's open. They're coming, Ivan.
I wonder who they are.
Well, whoever they are, they saved our lives.
Hello there!
That is an Earth voice!
Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Well, it looks as if we found you just in time.
Wait. Hey, the girl. Is she hurt?
Fainted. As soon as we climbed down the tree, she went out like a light.
Oh, I don't wonder. Here. Let me have a look at her. Let me see if I can bring her around.
Sure. Thank you, ma'am.
She is.
How do you think she is, Di?
Oh, I don't know, Rocky. She looks pretty bad.
She certainly does. Oh, you'll be Paul Steinberg. I should think, right?
Yeah.
This would be Ivan Kromat, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
How do you know us?
Well, it's not so surprising, really, seeing that I've chased you nearly out of the universe.
We owe you our lives, Mr.
Star, Rocky Star, just a minute.
Rocky Star?
Oh, just a minute. Hold it, kids. How is she, Di?
Yes, here she is.
Good.
She's coming around a bit.
Yes, I can hear.
But wait a minute, I'll cut this way.
All right. Just stand back a bit, kids. Back a bit. More air.
That's better.
Here, Ma.
Poor kid.
Yeah. How's that?
That's better.
I think she's right.
Yes, she is.
She coming round?
Yes.
All right, then. If she's okay, we'll get back to the ship. Just in case Mitch gets trigger happy on that ray cannon. Well, this craft certainly came a nasty wallop when she crashed. You're very lucky to be alive.
Yes. Giggling grasshoppers, yeah. You get mixed up with flying lizards and other things as well. How lucky can you get?
We would not have been lucky at all if you had not come by.
Well, you can thank Mitch for that.
Ah, wasn't anything.
That's true, Mitch. Well, you wanted adventure, and I should think you found it. I suppose you're satisfied now.
Yeah, all I want is to see good old Mother Earth again.
Same here. Be the most wonderful thing.
Well, you realize you're going to be faced with an inquiry as a result of all this. It's a serious thing, you know, that you've done. Spaceships are very expensive things, and to make off with one...
What is it, Rocky?
Oh, I was forgetting, Di, that's all.
Forgetting what, Mr. Star?
Well, it's not so easy getting back to Earth. There's some kind of time barrier in the way.
A time barrier?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The further you travel towards Earth, the further away you get. Yeah, it's enough to send any self-respecting spaceman to the Red House.
Yeah, what, Mitch?
Look across there, Rocky. Some of those monsters nosing about.
Yeah.
They don't sound too friendly towards us, do they?
Well, they certainly don't. Time barrier or not, the first thing to do is to get away from this place. Mitch.
Hmm?
You say there's... nothing seriously wrong with the Taurus.
Well, I was just about to check the deflector rockets on the beam circuit, so if you'll hold on just a sec, I'll make sure they're okay, and then we can give you the final word.
Okay, but shake it up, will you, Mitch?
Yeah, I'm
I don't like the sound of those monsters. Come on, Mitch, shake it up, boy.
I'm doing the best I can. This thing is done. Ah, that's it.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I just put the solenoid back.
Yep.
The deflector button. Right. The fuse.
Well, how's that?
She's set.
Yeah. Good boy.
Ah, it's checked all right now. And I got some news for you. She may fly like a tin can, but she'll fly.
Well, that's the main thing. Good for you, Mitch. Nice work. Let's get ready for takeoff. Once we're safely out in space again, we can decide what's to be done about getting home to Earth or staying out here. Now, just for safety... I'll take the Taurus up myself.
While Mitch keeps guard with the ray cannon, powerful hydraulic jacks raise the Taurus to a reasonable takeoff position. Soon all is ready. Armor-plated monsters watch with tiny, cruel eyes until a sudden eruption of sound and flame sends them crashing away in terror. Slowly, the two ships rise. Then race upwards toward the clouds and space. Sometime later, they lie near each other, motionless in the dark void. Those aboard the Taurus watch something through the windows.
Well, there he goes, back to the streak.
It seems so strange to see a man float through the space like that.
Rocky Star, eh?
Gee.
Well, if he can't get us back to Earth, no one will.
I am not going back, Paul.
What?
You heard what I said? I am not going.
You're crazy, Ivan.
I will not be tried like some criminal, I who have traveled unknown space.
It's only fair that we should face up to things, Ivan.
Besides, we don't know that we'll get there yet. There's still that time barrier, remember?
If we get through, it will be perhaps too late.
Ivan!
You better snap out of this. And keep away from the controls. Keep away.
Sorry. I'm a little upset after all we have been through. Forget what I said.
I'll help you off with the helmet, Rocky boy. Yeah. Right. Here we are. How'd the Taurus fly?
Oh, thanks, Mitch. Well, much better than I expected. Now, the big question again. As soon as I've got out of this spacesuit, I'm going to have another look at that chart we got from the crashed ship.
Well, if you find out something from it, you've looked at it, you're almost blue in the face already.
Yeah.
Now, how are the kids?
Oh, fine, considering all they've been through. They're good youngsters. Come on, up to the control deck.
Okay.
Hey, where's Di?
She's getting a meal ready for us.
Oh, good for her. I could use one. I told the others on the Taurus to follow whatever course we take.
Yeah, if we can get one to take.
Yeah, the answer must be on these wavy lines on this chart.
Mm.
Why is the line of those U's on their sides like this? And why does the open end point away from the time barrier?
Insect people, another language. It could mean anything.
Yeah.
Hello, detector dial's registering radioactivity.
Radioactivity?
Yeah.
But where could it be coming from?
Dying down already, just a short burst. A short burst! I'm right, it was rocket motors, the Taurus.
Hey, what's happening?
She's leaving us. Look, there she goes, off on a course of her own. Rocky, one of those kids must have gone space happy.
So Ivan has carried out his threat. Unnerved by the dangers and responsibilities of the trip, he has sent the Taurus streaking away into space. But how has he done this? What of Paul and Ilmer? And how will Rocky deal with this problem and with the barrier that keeps them from Earth? There is excitement and action ahead, so don't miss the next thrilling episode of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space.